Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. adelaideoval.com.au/football membership.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it's for breakfast. Look, if it's not someone from Wakery we're helping, it's one of your former teammates.
Ex-Crows.
Yeah, ex-Crows, of course, clearly. So what's happening here, Roo?
Well, we've got David Pittman, their former champion premiership ruckman, who did actually coach down at Port Adelaide too, I must admit.
Yes, did.
So he's got a bit of Port in him. But he's got a very, he's got a new competition that he wants to talk about down at Victor Harbour. Good morning, Pitto. Tell us all about it.
Morning, boys. Yeah, as fate would have it, my daughter is actually a track athlete, and whilst doing the track stuff down at Mile End, she also 4 years ago got into the South Australian Athletics League, which is the pro running that you see at the Bay Sheffield or Stall Gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being what I'm like and seeing a few quirks of this sport, I thought that. And quite frankly, Roo, one of the best regional meets for the year is actually in Loxton.
Yes. Athletics is big in the Riverland.
I saw this as an opportunity of actually taking this to a few regions. So we've got the Victor Harbour Flurio Milk Gift. So Clay Sampson and Kim Costa with a Flurio
Tony
Milk
Modra.
Flavor. Yeah, those guys. They've assisted us in sponsoring this event, and it happens this Saturday night, starting at about 4 o'clock and runs through to probably about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Is it that main reserve in the middle there of Victor?
No. It's going to be at the Victor Harbour. The Victor Harbour Footy Club and RSL have just got a new super duper facility.
Right.
So we're going to be the first event running on the main Victor Harbour Oval. And we've got the little athletics guys participating first. And quite frankly, it's just a means to actually showcase the conduit from little athletics into senior athletics.
So a lot of them drop off, don't they, after they turn into teenagers?
Well, the stats are, and I mean, a lot of parents out there would know this. In fact, a lot of people would know this because they've probably all done little athletics and then got sick of coming not in the top three and then decided to give it up. But I was just pointing out to Chris before that if you're coming ninth or tenth, and you decide, well, I'm going to give this away. If we can introduce the handicap running at an earlier age, I think we're going to keep a lot more kids in the sport because, as I pointed out to Chris, if I can beat Chris by 10 metres, Chris gets
a
10-metre head start on me, and and then I try and run him down.
You right. Still mow him down.
Come on. I saw you play footy. You're the slowest bloke I've ever seen.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
I've seen Sean Wren chase Justin Madden. What are you talking about?
So this
could be like a Stall Gift / Bay Sheffield down at Victor Harbour on a March long weekend when lots of Adelaide people go down to down south to escape the hot weather and have a great athletics carnival. I can picture this being huge in 5 or 10 years.
Look, it is.
How do they get involved then? If there's a 12-year-old listening now or parents listening now, how do they get their kids involved?
Look, it's simple. Just go onto the website. You can see the South Australian Athletics League. This season's pretty much finished. We've only got two more meets to run, and then a lot of our better athletes will go to Stall, and then that'll be the end of the season. But
can they rock up this weekend and go, I want to go in the 200?
No, they won't because all the nominations are now closed. But I would absolutely encourage, if you have never ever seen it before, to get down to Victor Harbour this Saturday night, or if you're at Victor Harbour, pop along and have a look at the fun and festivity. My daughter, if she had it her way, would only compete in this.
Really? Why is that?
Just because it's like a picnic atmosphere. She's not necessarily a sprinter, but she'll do the 70 metres, the 120, and the 4, and the 8.
I can see this being huge in a few years, Tom. Yeah. Look, this is a great
look,
idea.
Look, this is the key to this is actually taking it to the regional centres. The Sport and Rec have actually got behind this. We're building a whole new IT system through to just improve the integrity of the whole league as well, which is going to be fantastic. And once that's up and running and we can promote it a little bit more through into Little Athletics and the Athletics SA, we'll be able to take this to regional centres. Well, the next centre is Tanunda and Adelaide Hills.
Beautiful.
Great.
Well, it's about time you did something for the community, Pitto. Thanks for joining us.
What time does it start?
The Little Athletics are going to be running their own meet at around about 4 o'clock. We're going to handicap 24 little athletes. So they actually get a chance to run in the different colours, and they'll be running for a sash as well.
Great. On Saturday night this week.
Saturday night.
Beautiful.
Down at Victor. Thanks, David Pittman.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.